Hello and welcome to our Purium Health Products Wednesday Consumer Education Conference Call. My name is Amy and I'll be your moderator tonight. And we also have with us on the line David Sandoval tuning in from Las Vegas. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Amy. How are you?
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us. I know you've got a busy schedule with the special boot camp coming up this weekend. So thanks for taking a few minutes out to be on the call with us tonight.
Definitely, and it's really exciting. I'm in Las Vegas right now at a special show where, you know, different, you know, ingredients and technologies in the nutritional industry are showcased. And it's funny that there's nothing new, nothing exciting, nothing we haven't seen before, and yet they continue to have these shows as some type of showcase for, you know, some nutritional breakthrough. When we know it isn't, you know, a breakthrough that we're looking for. It's the traditional knowledge. It seems to be more important.
Absolutely. Well, it's funny that you say that because I've been in the health food industry a long time, just as you have. I can't believe it's almost been 20 years since I started working at the health food store back in Texas. But even almost 20 years ago, there was always these things, these hypey things, these things that had all this, these companies that had all this money to go out and buy all this media exposure, and they would claim one after another that they were the most potent food on earth, they were the best superfood, they could cure almost anything, and they had people believing that. They also got in quite a bit of trouble from the FTC and the FDA and all types of regulatory agencies. These are things that we've all heard of. We've heard of Noni juice, we've heard of Monav, we've heard of mango and all these different things. They've come and gone throughout the years, and they're extremely expensive, and most of them have not been scientifically validated. They offer claims and, you know, that they'll cure everything, but there's not one piece of science behind it to back those kind of claims up. That they're all claiming that these things are called superfoods. And that is something that we here at Purium Health Products, we don't just take the word superfood lightly. When we call something a superfood, we've done diligent research on it. We have looked historically. We have checked out the scientific validation on it. So when Dave and I put the label of superfood on something, it's not just some passing thing. Like Dave said, we go to these shows, or he's at these shows, and they have them every single year, and they just keep putting these hypey claims on something new, just to sell products. Well, we don't do that here at Purium Health Products. We have a completely different take on what a superfood is. And so, Dave, do you want to take a minute and kind of give our philosophy and our background about what we call superfoods and what it takes to be classified as a superfood, and then the very best one that we think that we have offered here at Purium Health Products?
Definitely, and once again, we want to thank everybody who's with us on tonight's call. And as Amy said, she's been in the industry 20 years, and I've been in the industry about, 25, and so maybe a little longer, but let's not reveal too much, you know. The bottom line is that I saw Noni come and go, you know. I mean, come on, it was going to cure everything, this exotic fruit from the, you know, it's just a beautiful story. Everybody loves Hawaii, and everybody loves, you know, that whole Tahitian thing, you know. So, yeah, it seemed awesome. And then there was mangosteen, you know, and mangosteen was this exotic fruit from an ancient land. And then goji, and now acai, and then they give them fancy names like zango and monavi. But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, what they actually offer, what they actually deliver, are quite different, and the prices they charge are ridiculous. And so what we do is we have a little different take, as she said, on what a superfood is. And it can't just be a good food. I mean, there's okay foods. Out of the 10,000 edible species of plants, I would say that, you know, probably 9,000 of them are just, you know, edible. They're not necessarily highly nutritious, although they're better than eating dead and, you know, and processed food. And then, you know, in those other 1,000 foods, there's a nice group of foods that we know that we've come to eat that we know are nutritious foods. Like, you know, they're better than the average. But at the very top, out of the 10,000 edible species of plants, there are only about 20, maybe 30, that really stand head and shoulders above all others. And let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. And Amy, I know that you know what I'm about to say. I appreciate you taking a minute while I sort of go off here. on my tangent, because everybody knows. And Amy, I remember you were paying, what, like $4 or $5 a bottle for pomegranate juice when the science first came out about how important it could be for women or anybody, really.
Oh, absolutely. Those cute little shaped bottles, those pomegranate juice bottles, yeah, they're like $4.50 or $4.89 at the supermarket.
Mm-hmm. And if you're lucky to get that big case of them, then they might be $3.50 each, you know?
Right.
Well, you know, Amy, I stand in front of large groups of people and I say, you all love pomegranate juice. You're all drinking it. And they all raise their hand. I love pomegranate juice. I'm drinking it. Yeah, that's a big superfood. I go, awesome. Well, do you know why you drink it? And about five people go, antioxidants. And I say, well, I'm sure that there are some antioxidants in there, but the main reason you drink it is for something called ellagic acid. Ellagic acid is a phytochemical that is very unique to just a few foods on Earth. A handful of foods, five or fewer foods, have ellagic acid in them out of the 10,000 edible species of plants. And so you're a mathematician. You could know what percentage that is. Very small. Well, the bottom line is that the ellagic acid in pomegranate juice has been proven to be effective against every known type of cancer. And that's not a claim that I make, and we don't sell pomegranate juice. But the bottom line is that tart cherry concentrate has almost twice as much, or at least a significantly higher amount of ellagic acid per serving than does pomegranate juice. So if pomegranate juice is a superfood, then we have to put cherry in that same category. It is at least, wouldn't you say, Amy, equal to pomegranate juice?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's take the next thing. We know that blueberries are very popular because they're so protective for the heart and for the brain. They stop, you know, a lot of diseases of the heart and of the brain. But when I ask, again, a group of 100 or more people, how many people are eating blueberries, every hand goes up. We know they're good for us. They're a superfood. Awesome. Well, do you know why they're a superfood? No. Well, the reason why is because of a anthocyanidin or a proanthocyanidin, and these are anti-inflammatory compounds, and inflammation is very bad for the heart, very bad for the brain. And so these powerful anti-inflammatory compounds that are actually the pigment, the dark pigment, go straight to the brain and the heart where there are receptor sites that reduce inflammation. So, of course, we have to say that blueberries are a great food. They're a very, very nutritious food. People call them a superfood. So if you look at our tart cherry concentrate, there are more proantho and anthocyanidins, more anti-inflammatory compounds in tart cherry than there are in blueberries. So you would have to say, wouldn't you agree, that our tart cherry is at least equal to blueberries?
Definitely. Although, how many people really eat blueberries on a daily basis or drink pomegranate juice on a daily basis, even though we all have read and seen the science and know how good they are for you?
But everybody says that they like to, you know, they know that they should, but that's a very good point that you make. Well, there's another thing that I want to point out about tart cherry concentrate, because we now know it's at least equal to blueberries, at least equal to pomegranate, which means if it's equal to both, then it's at least twice as good as either one alone, which is pretty cool. So if they're a superfood, ours must be a double superfood. But let's go on, because there's three other points I want to make, and I want to make them quickly so as not to spend too much time, and everybody could read the science on our website. But the next thing that I really love about tart cherry is that it has something called melatonin, which is a hormone often referred to as the sleep hormone, and it's produced, and released by the pituitary gland, and it triggers something called a circadian rhythm, which is a very tight biorhythm, and this tight biorhythm leads us into a state of deep sleep. And during this state of deep sleep, we do, according to science, 80% of our rejuvenation, our regeneration, and our basic, anti-aging or disease-fighting activity. Well, if you're not getting deep sleep, then you're not doing that 80% of, you know what I'm talking about, Amy? You're not getting that 80% of your potential for rejuvenating and rehabilitating and regenerating your body.
Exactly. And I guarantee we're still breaking it down just as much during our waking hours. But if we're not resting, we're in really bad shape. And I don't have the statistic here off the top of my head, but there is such a huge amount of people that are not getting a good night's rest. If you, you know, if you're waking up feeling tired, and I'm sure, you know, anyone that's had a newborn baby can completely, you know, empathize with this. You know, you feel like a zombie. You know, you look, well, you have dark circled bags under your eyes, because that is when you sleep, when you have good uninterrupted sleep, your body works better, your immune system functions is stronger, and you just can look 10 years younger after nights of good restful sleep. So being a new mom myself and going through those, you know, every 2 or 3 hours, you know, getting up in the middle of the night, it's tough. And I have talked to people who have battled, you know, not being able to sleep, insomnia, for years. They say, wow, if I'm lucky, if I get 3 hours of sleep a night. And I really feel badly for these people. And this is definitely something that that shows promise in helping normalize regular sleep patterns.
Absolutely. Now, of course, melatonin is something that a lot of people take synthetically. And if you look, a great percentage of them will eventually develop what's called a melatonin hangover or severe headaches as a result of taking synthetic melatonin. So you've got to be careful with that. And that doesn't happen with naturally occurring melatonin. But you know what is really cool about the tart cherry concentrate? And by the way, if any other of these foods, whether it be noni, mangosteen, goji, or acai, could make these claims that we're making, don't you think they would? So the next thing I wanted to talk about is the Human Aging Research Institute. We are the premier anti-aging company on the nutritional side. We are the leaders in anti-aging through nutrition in the world. I am confident of that. And one of the reasons is because of the tart Montmorency cherry that we offer. You see, the Human Aging Research Institute showed that if you get 5,000 oxygen radical absorbance capacitors, now that's a fancy name, they gave it an acronym called ORAC. If you get 5,000 of these sort of cancer, the things that cause cancer, these things gobble them up, the things that cause our cells to oxidate, this food gobbles them up. So if you eat foods that have these oxygen radical absorbers, then if you have enough of that food, they said that you could reverse aging and disease 80%. Well, you would have to have about 12 servings of really nutritious fruits and vegetables a day. In that category that I told you that's really nutritious, about 12 servings of those a day. But because tart cherry is a true superfood, okay, not only equal to pomegranates, not only equal to blueberries, it has an ORAC rating that is 40% higher, 7,000 per serving, scientifically validated and tested and on our website, that makes it exceed the 5,000 threshold that is supposed to reverse aging and disease, or at least halt aging and disease, 80%. Now, could any of those other foods make that claim? Absolutely not. And that's something that I think is absolutely amazing. So, again, this is truly a superfood. And there's even more that I would like to share with you. We've already covered the ellagic acid. That's better than pomegranates. The proanthocyanins, that's better than blueberries. We've obviously talked about the melatonin that is better than synthetic. And now we're talking about an ORAC rating that far exceeds even the implied claims, which cannot be substantiated, of our competition.
Exactly.
And you know who I'm talking about.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
I'm sorry, I'm exhausted. Did you have something to add to that?
Oh, no, I just was going to say that, you know, the USDA, there's so many government agencies that say, you know, we must have 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, 5 to 9 a day. You know, we're working at it, but we're not achieving that. But with one serving of the tart cherry juice of the apothecary, you can get like almost 5 servings worth. I mean, we're not saying that, but you can get the equivalent antioxidant-wise in one serving. So that's pretty amazing. I mean, that is definitely why this ranks at the very top of our list as a superfood as far as antioxidant potential and protection. potential. And I also wanted to bring up, there was an awesome study done at Tel Aviv University regarding using the cherries in relation to breast cancer, and that they found that the tart cherry in combination with aloe vera was a wonderful synergistic approach to boosting your body's resistance to cancer cells. Do you want to elaborate a little bit more on that study, Dave?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing that Amy would like me to say is that we're not doctors. We do not prescribe or medicine, or do we pretend to treat disease. We are reporting on studies that have been done that support the use of food as a preventative mode. And what they found was that when women have elevated levels of melatonin, that these women with elevated levels of melatonin have far fewer instances of breast cancer occurring in their bodies. And the women who had suppressed levels of melatonin in their blood serum had a far increased level of breast cancer occurring in their bodies. And they found that when melatonin, not our tart cherry, where they found that when melatonin, isolated melatonin, was taken with aloe vera, that the aloe vera held that melatonin in the blood serum three times longer, meaning that the elevated levels of melatonin were extended. Now, because there's melatonin in tart cherry, we're just recommending that when you take the tart cherry, because of its levels of melatonin, that you add our 40X aloe vera, the most potent aloe vera, liquid aloe vera in the world. None is more potent. When you take that liquid aloe vera with the liquid cherry, 1 teaspoon together with 1 or 2 tablespoons of tart cherry, that you will most likely, no scientific validation of tart cherry and aloe, but of melatonin and aloe, yes. So we highly recommend taking the aloe and the cherry together, because we believe that it will offer a far increased benefit, and these studies seem to support that assumption.
Thank you for the correction on that. I apologize for that. It was just on the melatonin, but here, we always believe and we promote that food sources of these nutrients are much more easily assimilated by the body, and so therefore we're concluding that the cherry juice, you know, is just a much better way to get your melatonin than taking the melatonin supplement.
Oh, no, you didn't say anything wrong. I just wanted to make sure, because you always, you know, after the calls, you always say, okay, were we making sure that we clarify that we weren't making a medical claim? Because that's so important to us. I just wanted to, you know, make sure to dot our I's and cross our T's there. But the real point here is that if you're looking to reverse aging, if you're looking to halt aging, if you're looking to have beautiful skin, I mean beautiful skin, radiant skin, when you drink this cherry every night before you go to bed, between the antioxidant effect and between the sleep effect, you're just glowing when you wake up. It's unbelievable, and you feel amazing. And I want that for everybody. I want them to feel the way I feel when I wake up. I jump out of bed, and you know, I'm just ready to tackle the day. And it's never not like that. And the tart cherry is, it's my hero, man. It's amazing. And remember that in Genesis 1:29, for those of you who have or do read the Bible, Genesis 1:29, it says, I have given you the seed-bearing fruits and the grasses of the field, and these are to be your sustenance. There is no more potent seed-bearing fruit than tart cherries. And if you simply have gout or arthritis, this is something you really, really need to look into. It's the number one natural remedy recommended for gout and arthritis worldwide. So amazing, amazing food. And of course, I believe that the price is pretty amazing as well. So we have a couple more minutes left. You want to tell them, A, you know, how much it costs if they were to use the cherry, and maybe add the aloe. And I always recommend they use a green, but we don't need to tell them the price of that tonight.
Well, absolutely. The apothecary is extremely economical. Most of us buy bottled water. Most of us you know, we'll stop and we'll either, hopefully, maybe not buy a soda or buy a coffee or something like that, and we'll go ahead and admit that we probably do, we're all human. But these things are much more expensive sometimes than just one serving of cherry per day. You can get a 16-ounce bottle for full retail at $26. That comes out to $1.63 a day. So there's no way that you can tell me that $1.63 isn't worth improved sleep, improved joint function, the power of 5,000 ORAC units or 7,000 ORAC units a day.
How much does a cup of tea cost at a restaurant?
Usually $1.50, $1.95, something like that.
And a bottle of water at 7-Eleven?
Usually $2, around $1.
Okay, a cup of coffee at Starbucks?
$3.
Okay. Now, how many antioxidants, how much anti-aging, how much, what are those going to do for you?
Nothing. They're going to pull you down.
Don't you think it's time that we reset our priorities of how we spend our money?
Exactly.
When are we going to stop lining the pockets of people who are not making you healthier? When are we going to stop doing that and start redirecting our hard-earned money for the benefit of our body that's going to carry us for the rest of our life? When are we going to start investing in that? Forget investing in the stock market. Forget investing in your lawn and making it beautiful. Forget investing in remodeling your kitchen. When was the last time you invested in your future? And that's what you do when you consume superfoods. It's an investment in your future. It's less than, you know, I mean, talk about life insurance, $1.63. I think I could handle that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what if you bought one jar and used half a serving a day? You're still getting 3,500 ORAC units, and your cost drops to like 80 cents a day.
Exactly. So you really can't afford not to do this with all the awesome benefits that that you're going to get from using the apothecary, the Montmorency tart cherry. And like you said, the aloe vera is an amazing complementary product that helps the nutrients stay in the bloodstream longer, which means that they can help that antioxidants can stay in your body, protecting your body for even longer. That's $29 at full retail, and that's over a month's supply. So it's just another dollar a day to take the effects of the cherry and multiply it. That is something, again, I just don't think that you can afford not to do.
So what we're talking about is if somebody made an investment, and I'm just rounding it up, of like $75 a month, in their own life, because I wanted to throw in a green Kamut blend there, three products, $75 a month, you would see such an amazing difference in your life. And you're going to look back and go, that $75 was one night out drinking with the boys. That $75 was one treatment at the spa. That $75 was one cup of coffee 3 days a week for the month. That's the trade-off you're making. That's an easy trade to make. And the last thing I want to say before we let everybody go is that every single product that we have has a purpose. Every single thing that we do has a part in our overall philosophy. And that philosophy is to provide you with the tools that you are going to need in order to live a long life free from disease. We've identified the 12 major signs of aging, the signs and symptoms of aging, and the sleep factor. The sleep factor is so important in every one of those 12 signs and symptoms of aging that it cannot be discounted and may be the master sign and symptom. If you are not sleeping well, you are aging prematurely. And tart cherry concentrate has so many other anti-aging aspects to it. But the sleep factor, you know, if you're out there listening, you know the sleep factor means everything.
Yeah, you really
got to try this tart cherry. I really believe it's our top product that isn't green.
I agree 100%. It is definitely, and it's very pleasant tasting. It's very easy to use. You take 2 tablespoons. You can mix it with, you know, just a couple ounces of water and make it thick and tart, or you can dilute it out with 10 or 12 or 16 ounces of water and make it thin. You can pour it over plain yogurt. I love to do it that way. You can pour it over applesauce for an awesome dessert. You can put it in a smoothie. There's just so many easy and convenient ways to use it. It's also something that's great for kids. It's great for adults of all ages and of all levels and conditions of health. So it's something that's very wide-reaching, and it can provide protection and benefits to people of all ages and all stages of health.
Here's the most amazing thing, is that we have a study that has been published that shows that tart cherry is actually good to help fight diabetes. How crazy is that? Metabolic disease, which is the beginning of diabetes. So, I mean, how crazy is that?
Which is the opposite of what you would think, because that people read the label and says, oh, there's sugar in this. How could this be helpful for my diabetes or metabolic disease?
Exactly. Well, I think that pretty much concludes tonight's call. So if you want to let people know how they can perhaps get this call on the replay line, I would like to thank everybody for having been with us tonight. I do have a business meeting that starts 1 minute ago, so I'm going to excuse myself and thank everybody for having joined us tonight and remind you that we've got some amazing information on our website. Please do visit it often as that information changes. And we'll look forward to being with you all again 1 week from tonight.
Awesome. Well, great. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you would like to listen or re-access this call, it will be made available on our replay line by starting on Friday by calling 212-461-8911. You can also access the call on our website by going to www.mypurium.com and clicking on the education tab and then clicking on listen and learn. So again, the call will be on the replay line starting on Friday by calling 212-461-8911, or it will be available on the website. So again, thank you everyone for listening. If you know anyone in Las Vegas that might be interested in attending the boot camp on Sunday, please check out the website where there's all the information and curriculum listed there. So thank you everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.